If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
This is the brief on comfort zone technology. Okay, so what is comfort zone technology? Well, you know when a new leader comes in and right away they want to switch everyone over to the software they used and mastered at their old job? Yeah, that's it. It creates a ton of friction and, you know, hidden costs, mostly because these requests often happen before anyone even talks to the IT staff. All right, let's get into the three main takeaways here. First, you have to understand the leader's motivation. For them, it's simple. They're comfortable with that software, they're effective with it, and it's tied to their past successes. But here's the catch. While the new boss feels right at home, their team is often struggling. And, you know, who's going to argue with the new boss about their big improvement? Second, let's talk about the huge complexity and cost. A lot of times, leaders will ask for these massive enterprise systems, you know, stuff built for thousands of users, for a school or a company that's only ever used basic tools. The IT team then has to spend months, sometimes years, planning, testing, and training everyone. And that means all the other IT projects just stop. Finally, it's really on the top leadership to manage this mess. First, they've got to really understand their own IT systems. Then they need to make sure the IT department, which, let's be honest, can get a reputation as the department of no, is actually working with the people asking for changes. But in the end, the top boss has to make the final call and live with all the consequences. So comfort zone technology is really just a clash between a leader's personal comfort zone and the reality of their new organization. And it takes some serious high-level insight to sort it all out.